Hey, guys, you know I'm a huge fan of Adorama, and I want to talk to you about them right now, man. Adorama.com/tradeup. This event is the biggest of the summer, guys. It's the Dell Computer Windows 10 trade-up extravaganza. Trade-up deadline may have passed, but not at Adorama, man. You could save $100. That's a lot of cabbage, baby, $100. And what you got to do is to save this $100 when you upgrade any old notebook or desktop computer to the new Dell computer with Windows 10 powered by Intel. The Windows 10 trade-up up event, I'm telling you, man, it's a limited time only. Some restrictions may apply. Adorama.com/tradeup. But hold on, guys. The savings don't just end there. You can save up to another $100. That's right, another $100 off of an exclusive bundles of Microsoft Office deals. It's like they say, have the mensches gone mashugada. You know, that's my Yiddish. You know, I'm good at that. You know, it's a New York thing, you know what I'm saying? So you better hurry right now before these guys come to their senses. Adorama is located right in the heart of New York City over here where I am at 42 West 18th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues or online at adorama.com. And Adorama, man, it's more than just a camera store. Everything for your electronical needs and more, man. Adorama, Adorama.com/tradeup.
From the Red Hook section of Brooklyn, New York.
The former three-time world heavyweight champion.
Lee, if you can survive, if I let you.
Now Taz is dominating the audio world with his award-winning human podcast machine.
Welcome!
Hey, this is the Fantasy Draft Edition.
I love this reaction show.
For the Celebrity Edition of HPM.
The human podcast machine.
Try to keep up.
You're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
This is Taz, the human podcast machine.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to the Human Podcast Machine. This is Taz, and thank you very much for downloading and or subscribing to the edition. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all the success of the show. As you guys know, we are on the cusp. This time next week, we'll be right smack dab in the middle of the Taz Show, my brand new live daily show. Morning drive on the East Coast, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. East Coast. And the show will podcast daily, every day, every morning, probably around 10 a.m. Eastern. The show will podcast, be available for download every single day. So if you're on the West Coast or in the UK or somewhere else out of the country or down in Texas, wherever you are, you know, you could still hear my show via the podcast version of it. But live, East Coast, morning drive, man, on TazShow.com or Play.it. You could hear it on radio.com, Spotify. Now, TuneIn is another app you want to get. So, you know, thanks to CBS Radio, man, the show is going to be all over the place. And the video portion of the show will be available a little bit after. So September 14th, next Monday, the audio version starts. And probably a week or two, probably about 2 weeks after that, you'll be able to watch the show, see myself in the studio, what the other cast of characters, especially my man Seth, my producer here, he will be, you'll get to see his pretty face on a normal basis every morning, which hopefully you guys can not upchuck your oatmeal. But anyway, I'm joking. It should be a lot of fun, man. Looking forward to it. First time ever, a daily show, morning drive dedicated to sports entertainment or professional wrestling. And I will cover other sports also and some topical stuff and personal stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, as you guys know, that are fans of the Human Podcast Machine, I don't take myself too serious. You know, despite what you may have read online or in newsletters years ago and what other wrestling owners or promoters have said about me, I'm not the hard ass everybody thinks or thought I was. So I digress. So interesting Raw last night. I'm going to talk a little bit about it. Not a ton about Raw, to be honest. I want to talk about the New Day, man, and my feelings on these guys. I'll get into that in a little bit. I also want to say thank you to you guys for the iTunes ratings, man. I talked about it on a recent podcast because I didn't understand, you know, just go on there and click the 5-star, 4-star, whatever you think I am, 10-star, 29-star, whatever, 2-star, whatever it is. And it kind of helps the rating of the show. I didn't know that until as of recent. So when you guys have done that, and if you're new to listening to the show and you like the show, Give us a good rating, man. It may be good on iTunes, and it just helps the show and helps my advertisers. And you guys heard on the podcast, you know, the advertisers generate the show. Same with me. I mean, same with my live show. I mean, all of my sponsors, and I thank God I got a lot of them. Thanks to CBS Radio for that and the sponsors, and most importantly, you guys for supporting the sponsors. And as long as you guys keep doing that, you know, the show will keep rocking and rolling, especially that we are going to go live daily starting next week, as I said. So, and speaking of sponsors real quick, you know, I want to talk about one of my favorites, as you guys know, and that's Harry's, man. Harry's Razors, you know, I'm a big fan of Harry's. I've been using Harry's, shaving my face, my head, everything, shaved my arms, my legs. I shaved the whole deal. I'm ready to go. I mean, Harry's is the best, man. Best German-engineered blades you're going to find. And for my listeners to my show, Harry's is giving away $5 off your first purchase of the starter set with the coupon code TAZ. That's Taz, T-A-Z, when you check out, once you enter the code at checkout. Yo, the starter kit is awesome. Okay, that was one of the first kits that I got from Harry's. And you get a handle, you get the razors, you get the shaver cream. I mean, the stuff is phenomenal. The razors are amazingly sharp. Again, they're German engineered. These two guys, they basically, you know, bought this factory that's been making blades in Germany for like close to 100 years. And these two dudes from the States bought this and they started Harry's Razors because their passion for quality and not getting the drugstore cheap plastic blades, you know, that you get the disposable ones. These things are off the chart. Harry's is comes right to your doorstep. I mean, it's simple. The starter set, it's a month's worth of shaving, basically. And I'm sorry, let me back up. It comes with a razor, high-quality German-engineered blades, as I said, bottle of shaving cream, all shipped to your door, guys, for free. So you got to jump on Harry's. So say goodbye to choosing between the over-the-top expensive brands at the drugstore or the cheap disposables, and say hello to Harry's. High-quality blades at a price you will flat-out love, guys. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code, guys, T-A-Z, at checkout, Taz, to get $5 off your first purchase. Get a month's worth of shaving for just $10, dude. It's off the chart. You get a great shave. And again, use the code T-A-Z at checkout. That's harrys.com, code Taz, T-A-Z. So, now, thought it was a great Raw. Or not a great Raw. I don't want to overstate. My bad. I thought it was an okay Raw. But I do want to talk about, speaking of WWE, some news broke this morning before we get into talking a little bit about the Raw show, which was in Baltimore. You know, crab country, baby. Chomp City, some folks call it. But I do want to talk about this news that broke with a press release from the WWE about this young lady out of Japan, you know, Kana, who is basically she signed a deal with WWE. And she is really just some kind of explosive competitor. I mean, I know a little bit about her. Did some research on her this morning. PWI Insider, I should say, Mike Johnson, Dave Sheeran, those guys, they posted a video of some of her work. And then I looked at some other stuff on her. And I knew of her, and she was recently in the front row at a NXT show. And she's going to be going right to NXT. But if you watch this video, man, of this young lady, she is just some kind of explosive. I mean, Kana, her name is K-A-N-A. She worked for Chikara, she worked for Shimmer, she worked for Tajiri's company, Smash, all in Japan. And her work is just loaded with arm bars, knee bars, ankle locks, throws, you know, throws meaning great suplexes. And she's got a really awesome charisma about her. And whoever put together this video to the great song by the great band from back in the day called Heart, the song Barracuda, many of you guys know that song. The video that PW Insider put up there, I mean, I'm telling you, man, it encapsulates who this girl is. And if she could bring, you know, a half of that kind of explosiveness and exuberance to the NXT, to WWE, I mean, that female division is already loaded with talent as it is. I just could see Kana being a big, huge star in NXT or WWE, straight up Raw, whatever, main roster, whatever you guys want to call it. And you know, I think NXT, if I'm going into WWE, I, you know me, I mean, the way I look at it, I mean, I'd have no problem if I was a wrestler, still, I'm saying, being put right on an NXT roster, because NXT, as I discussed here in the past, is a brand upon itself. It's just its own brand, so I don't think it's the little stepchild, no offense to stepchilds, but I don't think it's the little stepchild to Raw, SmackDown, or the main roster. I mean, we see a team like Bubba and Devon, the Dudley Boys, you know, they go right into the WWE main roster. You know, there's a long history there. And I can see why they're not in NXT. There's just a long history, the success, the most decorated team in the business, the whole nine yards. And also, I think it's a great injection into the tag team division for the WWE, meaning Raw and SmackDown. Where NXT, someone like Kana coming in from Japan, basically can really amp up an already awesome female division in NXT. So, with some tremendous competitors from Charlotte to, you know, Becky Lynch and Bayley, obviously, I just think it's a great, great deal. I mean, this girl, I'm looking forward to her matches, and hopefully WWE, I mean NXT, doesn't change her style too much. I think she works a very typical strong style, Japanese style, smash mouth, type of ruggedness to her, which it's, you see her in a lot of the video, working with guys like Funaki and Tajiri, working with men and suplexing them, doing great stuff and bumping these guys around. And she's just really, totally, totally stiff with her work. And I think if she gets in there with someone like a Sasha Banks in NXT or the main roster or whatever, or like I said, Charlotte or Becky Lynch, it's going to lead to, and Bayley, it's going to lead to some really heavy-duty physical physicality between these women. Some of the way that kind of goes into her bars, meaning knee bars and joint locks and stuff, and is really, she does an excellent Kimura too. I mean, it's just like, she's really well versed. She's obviously trained heavily in one of the dojos there in Japan. I'm not sure which dojo she trained in. But she definitely, there's something about her. She's got a certain, as we call it, that it factor, like the great Bobby Roode from TNA, but she's got that it factor. And there's some kind of she's got a charisma, like I said, a sex appeal about her. I mean, and highly athletic and nasty tough. So good luck to her. I'm excited to see what she's going to bring to the world of the WWE. And congrats to the WWE on getting an excellent sign like that. You knew something was up because, like I said, she was in the front row. I think it was the Brooklyn, one of the Brooklyn takeover show at Barclays Center, the big NXT deal. So that's where I think we first saw her in the front row, I believe so. She's definitely highly athletic and tough. So, by the way, side note, if we could just take a little sidetracker from the wrestling biz. Speaking of athletic, highly athletic, and last night, meaning Monday, if you haven't checked out my man Braxton Miller from Ohio State Buckeyes to play Virginia Tech Hokies last night. And my man Braxton Miller used to be the quarterback there, and now I think he's a receiver with Ohio State. He scored a touchdown. This thing's all over Twitter, all over on the internet, all over ESPN. It was like playing Madden watching this guy. I think he hit circle to spin. I believe that's what it's circle on the remote, right? So a lot of you guys who know Madden or Xbox. And he scored a touchdown, and his athleticism and how his footwork is just amazing. You got to see, even if you're not a football fan, just to watch this guy, it looked like a video game the way he scored this touchdown. Braxton Miller, man, Ohio State Buckeyes, unbelievable, really just amazing athlete. What a play. It's first week of college football official. The season kicked off this weekend, and already my man's got a number one highlight, so really impressive. So check that out. I just figured I'd throw that in there. And speaking of football, we're on that topic. Also noticed that Outside the Lines, I believe, has a little more update on the Roger Goodell, the president of the NFL, some more with the Patriots and the scandal and Brady, and it never ends. Oh, for us former Jet fans or current Jet fans, or I'm a Bills fan now, or us current AFC fans, oh, the joy of some more Patriot League drama. It's just, it's tremendous. To all you Patriots, New England Patriot fans that are fans of mine or the Human Podcast Machine or soon to be the Taz Show, I apologize. I love you. I love you. I don't like your Patriots, but it's all in fun competition. So please don't rail on me. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I know a lot of you folks up there hate me, but you love me. You love to hate me. I got it. You know, So the Patriots look like they're going to be in a little bit more of a gaga, you know, stuff going on with those cats. So as far as Raw, I thought it was an interesting show. I thought the audience was a little rough. I mean, you know, it's a Northeast crowd. I mean, Baltimore, you know, it's a long history, especially NWA country there and WWF for years. You know, ECW ran through there a little bit, you know. But for many years, NWA and WWF, but a lot of NWA heavy, you know, for years through Baltimore. And it's a really, really strong, excellent wrestling town. And the people weren't exactly off the chart excited for some of the segments that were brought to them. So, to put it mildly, there was some chance that, you know, people weren't excited. There were boring chants and all that. And that's going to happen. That's part of the business. I mean, you know, people expect the best all the time. It's hard to do that. You know, from the writers to the agents booking the matches to the owner of the company to the production to the wrestlers. I mean, so it's hard to hit a home run every single week. But that's the pressure that's on you as a performer. The pressure that's on the executive producer, the director, the referees, the announcers, the wrestlers, the lighting crew, the agents. You know, that's the pressure that's on you. But it doesn't, you don't always, like I said, you don't always hit a home run. You don't always score a touchdown. It's just, we can all be Braxton Miller, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a little rough, I think. A little rough of Raw with the audience. You know, I actually liked the stuff they were doing with Seth Rollins, with Sting backstage, with the statue and how it ended and stuff like that, with the, you know, with the trash can vehicle, the garbage truck. I thought it was cool. I thought it would be good if it was some physicality, if Seth ran back there and got into it with Sting a little bit, and then maybe he pushes the button, and then it crushes the statue. That might have been cool. But, you know, when Sting said put the lights on or whatever he said, and you could see he was backstage, he never said he was in the arena. I don't think he did. But it would have been cool if Seth would have got back there to get his trophy. I mean, to me, I think it's cool in a way because, you know, Sting got to really show, you know, his other side of his character, which we've seen for years, either in WCW or in TNA. So he's just loaded with charisma. He's a great guy. He's a great talent. He's a legend, Hall of Fame guy, you know. But it would have been good to see Seth and Sting get a little physical backstage, I thought would have been good. Again, that's armchair booking, Monday morning quarterback, and you know what I mean? But we all do that, you know. So, but I thought it was a cool feel production-wise that or creatively that he should turn the lights on. You could see he wasn't in some, you know, crazy location. He put the lights on, and he was backstage where wrestlers park their cars or where the production truck is and the tractor trailers and all this jazz. So I thought that was cool. Brings you behind the scenes a little bit. And so I didn't have a big problem with this being the thread of the show that Sting was backstage. And then Sting ends up cost Seth Rollins the match by the distraction. I think it would have been cool if they would have got physical. That's all I'm saying. I do. I think the audience would have dug that too. Maybe if they would have fought backstage and spieled out into the arena and kept fighting. But who knows? You never know the reasons why that didn't happen. I mean, I'm sure that was on the table. I'm not reinventing the wheel by suggesting that. But, you know, I'm sure there is a legitimate reason why they didn't do that. Not really sure what that is. But for the most part, I did like the threat of that. And I think the chemistry's there. I think it's great for a guy like Seth at Night of Champions, the thing with Sting and all that stuff. They're painting Seth in a good spot where, you know, you see, he's got his back against the wall as a chicken shit type heel. You know, he's got his back against the wall. He's got two championships. He's got everybody coming after him. You know, I think that's smart booking. I think it's good because his character's great with it, and Hunter and Stephanie kind of, you know, playing with his strings a little bit. I think it's cool. I mean, you know, Money in Bank could be, you know, cashed against him, and Cena's on him, and Sting's on him. I mean, it's good. It's good stuff. I it feels right. That angle. I think the whole thing is pretty cool. And you know, it's a guy like Seth Rollins, to me, is a he's such. We all know he's a great talent, right? I mean, we all know that. But he can shift gears. You know, not just physically as a worker, which is the key with him, obviously, but his character, his promos, his facial expressions. I mean, anything they throw at him, he's handling. I mean, Sheamus comes out and gets in his face about the Money in Bank and all that, you know, watch your back, whatever he's saying. And you can see the facial expressions, you know, by Seth Rollins. It's just great stuff. The kid is a great talent, big fan of him, always been a big fan of him, as I said before, even back in the Tyler Black days, when he was the wrestler called Tyler Black. So, you know, anyway, I like the angle. I definitely like the angle. I also really enjoyed, and I'm going to get into the New Day later on, but we'll talk about this after the break, but New Day in the backstage pre-tape with Edge and Christian, and then the Dudleys enter. So I thought that was cool. But we'll get into that. Take a quick break. Come right back. Don't go anywhere. Going to cover the New Day. What's going on with WWE security? We'll talk about that. Be right back.
All right, all right, all right. This is break time. This is break time.
90%, guys. 90%. That's the percent of your life that you're in your underwear. Yo, and you know, underwear, it gets old, and it gets old fast. Look, nobody likes that feeling, man, because you know it. Nobody likes that feeling of putting on saggy drawers, you know, saggy underwear. Nobody. Stretched out necklines on a shirt. The waistband on your underwear is all stretched out. You're running around like a jerk under your jeans or your sweats or your shorts or whatever you wear for britches. I mean, listen, man. You got to get yourself MeUndies, okay? MeUndies is the way to go. MeUndies. Great fitting underwear that is 2 times softer than cotton. And I promise, MeUndies, it's the most comfortable underwear you will ever try on and wear. It's insane how good you will feel. Your attitude on life will change because your underwear. I'm telling you, that's MeUndies. They fit perfectly. They don't ride up you. Nobody likes being rid up. Who likes being rid up you? You know what I mean? They literally pull the moisture away from your skin to keep you nice and cool. Okay, the moisture level, it's nice. It's good. But they also make you look great, man. Go to MeUndies.com and check out the photography, man. And for girls, check out those smoking hot boy shorts. Boy shorts. That's hilarious. Greatest line ever. Boy shorts. The quality would be typically retail for 2 times the MeUndies price. Not retail middleman. There's none of that involved here, man. Which means more savings for you because there's, like I said, no middleman. So here's the deal. Go to MeUndies.com/TAZ and get 20% off your first order, low flat rate international shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them, boys and girls. Go to MeUndies.com/Taz, get 20% off. I'm telling you right now, they guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going back. And MeUndies isn't just for guys, as I alluded to. They just launched their All of Me, in quotations, Women's Collection, a 4-piece line of undies designed specifically for the female body and all of its hotness. So if you're a dude, get this for your chick, you know, your wife, whatever, maybe your mom, whatever your story is, I don't know, whatever floats your boat. You know, but to get the 20% off, you got to go to MeUndies.com/Taz. That's MeUndies, MeUndies, UNDIES.com/Taz. You know, I got to talk about my crew over at DraftKings, man, because we're in it right now. Your season-long fantasy football lineup is locked in and ready for action, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test starting Sunday at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site where you could kick off the season by winning. Check this out. $2 million, guys. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second place. Who says second place sucks? That's awesome. 1 week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. And turn your love for football into life-changing payday, man. That is just a plethora of money. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. I've done this, dude. I haven't won millions, but I've done this, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm a big fan of DraftKings. You know, you never experience football like this. I'm telling you right now, this isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. You know, welcome to the big time, guys. This is how they roll. So hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code TAZ to play for free for a shot at part of $10 million in Sunday's Million Maker event. Enter TAZ for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. All right. Welcome back to the Human Podcast Machine. I am Taz, and as I said at the top of the show, and I said last week, getting ready, man, getting amped up. The Taz Show coming at you live daily, baby. As you know, starting this Monday. Spread the word, please. Spread the word. You know, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, the show, a podcast every day. As I said, don't need to repeat that. You guys got it. So, okay, we talked a little bit, or I talked a little bit, about the New Day and about security issues. I kind of threw that out there going into the break. I want to talk about that real quick, and then we'll talk about the New Day. You know, we saw what happened with Seth Rollins when he was walking down to go to the ring to work. When the primetime players and Cena were in the ring, here comes Seth Rollins, draped in gold in his championships. And then a fan, ends up from behind Seth Rollins, ends up, I guess, hopping the guardrail, obviously, from back towards the backstage area and walks down the aisle with Seth, gets on the ramp and all this stuff. It was live on Raw, and then they cut away. They tried to quickly cut away and cut around it, and then they got off of it. So, they obviously, security got a hold of the kid or the guy and did whatever they had to do. Now, we talked, I did that show recently here on the Human Podcast Machine about wrestler safety. And then all this stuff went down at the Performance Center where, you know, the police shot someone that was stalking, ends up being apparently that he was obsessed with Lita. You know, the Hall of Fame diva from WWE, a great girl, great worker, great performer, great person, actually. You know what? She's an awesome person. I haven't talked in a long time, but she's great and was always a big fan of hers from back in ECW days. for those old school fans, remember her. So I talked about that, the wrestling safety stuff, and then we know what happened with Dean Ambrose, where a fan jumped the guardrail and all this stuff. In Providence, had a SmackDown right after the show, and security, you know, ate the guy up, the fan. I'm a little surprised that this happened again. I mean, this might have been a building security issue, because I would assume WWE security would amp up around ringside area and in the crowd. I mean, so a little surprised that this happened, I got to be honest. It could be a copycat type thing, you know. I'll tell you what's going to happen. You know, just my opinion here, my commentary, I stand behind this. This is not a reflection of anyone else but me, okay? It's just my opinion. I think that, you know, you're going to get another copycat type thing and either at a live event or somewhere, and someone's going to grab one of the boys, one of the wrestlers, and that fan is going to get hurt badly. That's what I think is going to happen, like physically eaten up because the tone needs to be set here, I think, and I think that's what's going to happen. I really do. If you're serving liquor, you know, people are drinking, and, you know, the old expression, beer muscles, or they get cocky, crazy, or whatever, and they do things they wouldn't do if they were sober or whatever. I mean, I don't know if this person was drinking or not, but anybody in their right mind should not jump a guardrail and do anything at any sporting event whatsoever and try to get that attention. That's just me. I mean, if you're on drugs or you're drinking or something like that, I got it, or you just are starving for attention, okay, then you're going to get locked up or beat up, then go for it. I don't understand it. I really don't. If you have not heard that show that I dropped last week on wrestler safety, you could find it right where you found this, on play.it. TazShow.com, Spotify, iTunes, tune in and just you'll see it. Wrestler, I don't remember the number of the show. Seth's running around the studio, getting ready for next week for the live deal. So he's doing a lot of work, him and the other crew here at CBS. So I can't accept that number of that show, but the episode number, I don't know. I don't follow episode numbers. But you can find it, Wrestler Safety, or Wrestlers in Danger, I should say. That's I believe, the name of the show. And I talked in depth about it, and we saw a little bit of that, you know, last night on Raw, you know, where this, I'm just shocked that a week later it happened again. You know, guys and gals, fans, don't throw stuff in the ring. Keep your ass in your seat or behind the guardrail. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Yell and scream. Do what you got to do. Hold up your signs. Just let the guys and gals do their thing. Don't get yourself in a dangerous spot. Seriously. So just surprised this happened again. Knowing the WWE the way I think I know them, I'm sure this, you will probably never see this again. I think that they're going to be hell bent on shutting down anything like this, and they'll probably amp up security even more, probably starting tonight at the SmackDown taping. So just my opinion on that whole deal. Now let's talk about the New Day. New Day sucks. New Day rocks. I got to tell you, they don't suck. The contrary. These guys are great, okay? These guys have really come into themselves, all three of them. Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, Big E, really have come into themselves. They are just, it's just non-stop entertainment to the highest level, and their work rate is tremendous to boot. Their look is great. They got the whole gamut, the whole package, all three of these cats. I mean, we've seen it now for months, and the build-up is just great. The trombone thing's kind of new, a couple of weeks old. Love the trombone. My man Xavier Woods, formerly known as Consequences Creed from TNA, got to know him a little bit. When I came to TNA, about a month later, he left, so I didn't really get to know him that well, but he seemed like an awesome young man. Never really spent a ton of time with him, but a little bit I got to know him. He seemed like just a legit dude. Kofi Kingston, I know, was in WWE with him. He is the man, just a super guy, super talent. Big E, never had the opportunity to meet. You know, these guys are just, you know, look at a guy like Big E. I mean, this guy played football at Iowa. He was an Iowa Hawkeye, Big Ten football player, big-time powerlifting guy, legit athlete, gets to the ring, does his stuff. His charisma is awesome. He's great on the mic, just great. I mean, Kofi's just a decorated pro for years, just tremendous, tremendous talent, can talk, got a great look, can work, amazing athlete. Look at Xavier Woods, right? My man right here, apparently he did commentary during Raw, but earlier in the night with Superstars, whatever show it is that they do, Main Event, I don't even know the name of the show. They tape another show. And the guy is just, I know he's going for his PhD, you know, if anybody watched that special they did on NXT and stuff, you saw his academically, how intelligent Xavier Woods is. This guy, you know, he went to Furman University down in Carolina, which is a great, great school down there. And then, now I believe he's going for his PhD someplace. I'm not really sure where, you know, I'm just saying these guys are intelligent guys, college guys, athletes, legit athletes. Smart, well-spoken, just great looks, just everything about the New Day, you know, is really something special. And seeing them rub up, and the WWE rubbing them up against two legendary teams, like Edge and Christian coming to that pre-tape was awesome, with the kazoo battle with the trombone was hilarious. And then the Dudleys come in, great stuff. Just the whole thing works. The New Day, I really believe, has just a nothing but upside that's gigantic for them. Because, see, you could take these guys, and once the New Day collective unit, you know, a la the Freebirds back in the day, you know, once this a la collective unit breaks up, any, you got three made stars. You can do whatever you want with these guys as individuals. All three can work. All three can talk. All three are the New Day. I mean, that's just, these guys are superstars, legitimately. You know, pun intended. So, I mean, I think WWE Creative, the agents, the workers, everybody, great job on this whole gimmick, the way it's been going for months and months, and big fan myself of this. Really am. Totally, totally love it. So, I got to tell you guys, New Day, they rock. New. Day rocks. New Day rocks. New Day rocks. Okay, you'll probably never hear me say that again. But anyway, big fan of New Day. Good stuff. And looking forward to seeing more stuff in the future with these cats. And that's, as they say, a wrap, boys and girls. So, again, get ready. Might drop one more podcast this week, and they come at you hard and heavy, baby. Monday through Friday, the Taz Show's coming, starting next Monday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern on TazShow.com, Play.it, Radio.com, Spotify, TuneIn. But, you know, the easiest way, TazShow.com. That'll take you right to the player page. You can listen to the show straight up live on your handheld device, your tablet, your computer at home, on your way to work if you live in the Eastern time zone, or the show will podcast every single day, as I said. Please spread the word. Need this thing to be successful. It's the first of its kind. You know, you guys out there that support the pro wrestling business and the sport of pro wrestling and respect of the wrestling business, you know, let's make this thing kick ass, okay? I need your help on it. So let's get rocking and rolling. Thanks for listening to this show. I truly appreciate it. Thanks to all the advertisers. Be at you probably one more show this week. Maybe, if not, coming at you live this Monday morning, 7 a.m. sharp. I'm Taz. You're not. Adios.